Brother Daryl, thank you, Daryl, for your energy and your efforts.
And Shabbat Shalom. Off to our portion, for those of you who have read it, is Isaiah 43:21 through 44:23. If you haven't read it, may take some notes and go back and read it, but I don't read the whole thing anymore for time's sake. But Vayikra, Parsha, and the Haftorah are very well connected this time. Vayikra is he called, and Rabbi broke down the word in Hebrew Vayikra, and he mentioned the small aleph as being a word of affection. And I'm going to show you in the Haftorah text that raises itself again in another name. So what the Haftorah portion deals with is it deals with, well, the Torah portion deals with this very detailed sacrificial system that's being instituted. The Haftorah portion is when Israel fails to maintain the sacrificial system. And in the Haftorah portion, it says that they grew weary. So that doesn't tell you a lot of why they stopped. So I looked up the Hebrew word for weary, and it doesn't shed a lot of light on motivation or why they became laxed in their sacrificial system. But it's the word, that word, weary, if it's is yaga. Yaga in Hebrew basically means to get tired of. They just got bored of the sacrificial system, or they either felt that it wasn't producing what they thought it should produce. I don't know. It's not very specific, but we know that Israel fell into a place of complacency to where they felt no longer. And there's nothing could have been more appropriate than when Rabbi read from Hebrews 10:35 to 36, and it talks about endurance. They did not endure. Right. They lost their endurance. For whatever reason, they just didn't persist. And this can be very personal for all of us. We can pray every day. We deal with things in our life every day. And you wake up one day and kind of wonder, why? Why do I keep praying for this? Why do I keep pursuing this venture or whatever? But endurance is something that, like I said, it couldn't be more appropriate. It's really something we have to pray for. It's the difference between the marathon runner and the sprinter. We need to be the marathon runners. So, if you would look at Isaiah 44, verse 2. Now this is a once again, every time I get up these Haftorah portions, it's a good news, bad news Haftorah. So the bad news is that they've lost their endurance, they've fallen into sin, they are not keeping the sacrificial system as it's supposed to be. He has a conversation with Israel where he says, that's okay. Your generation to come is gonna be faithful with the sacrificial. They're gonna be worthy of this. Well, that's like saying, you know, it's all right. We're just gonna give this blessing to your kids because you don't deserve it anymore. And that's the bad news, is they had lost their place because they had abandoned the sacrificial system. So in that verse, you will see it says, thus says the Lord who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. Now, Yeshurun, there's no J. We talked about that before. There's no J sound in Hebrew. It is the name Yeshurun. It appears only four times in the Torah, three times in Deuteronomy, and one time here in Isaiah. And oddly enough, in Deuteronomy, it's a very similar warning that he gives us in Deuteronomy 32:15. The context of the use of the word Yeshurun is almost the same as it is in Isaiah. But Yeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are obese. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. Who is Yeshurun? Or what is Yeshurun? And there, it says he's chosen as well. Yeshurun, anybody in here have a nickname? You know, Yeshurun is a poetic nickname for Israel. I have a granddaughter who has a nickname. We affectionately call her the biscuit. But that doesn't mean the biscuit is always good. She has her times that she's not always good. And it's odd that here at the beginning of an admonition of Israel, just like on Vayikra, that little aleph of affection, we have this poetic, affectionate nickname for Israel. So just before he gives them a warning, he calls them by their name of affection, Yeshurun. It's like, my little girl, my little boy, or whatever the nickname that it may be. So it's kind of like this. If you're about to discipline one of your children and you say, sweetie, and then fill in the blank. That's what God is doing to Israel, his chosen. He's saying, Yeshurun. And what it means, what Yeshurun means, is level, straight, upright. So he says, this is your nature. You have departed from what I have chosen you. Now you are not acting upright. You're not going straight forward. And then he gives them the warning that they have departed. In more detail in the Hebrew, it means decisive progression. So progression, I would say, is always decisive. You have to work at progression. Regression doesn't take much work at all. So I wanted to share, that's the little jewel that I pulled out of this Haftarah portion, and Rabbi just really made it so much sweeter with some of the references that he used about endurance. So what does it mean for us is that we, if we follow in his Torah, we are his Yeshurun. We have a nickname. We have a nickname as well of affection. Just as Vayikra, when he called them, he called them in affection. And he called. So anyway, thank you very much.